The world of Dr. Strangelove resurfaced when, for the first time, the National Archives released a list of planned targets for U.S. nuclear attack. This document is a Cold War relic. It identifies possible ground zeros in Europe, China, and Russia for U.S. bombers. The document from the 1950s was studied and then recently published by the National Security Archive at George Washington University. William Burr is a senior analyst with that research group. He joins me now in the studio. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
So do you think that we learn anything about U.S. plans for nuclear war that we didn't know looking at a list like this?
Well, the list is part of the story. And the first part was to go after what they called air power targets. So they're thinking in terms of striking airfields, airframe factories, atomic weapon storage sites, and some of which targets were actually in cities like Moscow or Leningrad.
So that was part A of the plan.
That's right.
And B was?
Part B was a plan for what they called systematic destruction. So after the nuclear threat targets were destroyed, they started attacking urban industrial targets in major cities around the Soviet Union, also in China, Beijing, East Berlin. And so all the major cities would be slated for attack, at least according to this plan.
What kind of weapons was the United States planning to use?
That's a good question. Now, the air power targets, they slated the use of hydrogen bombs, which were just being developed and deployed. So these are multi-megaton weapons. You know, one megaton is equal to like 47 weapons that destroyed Hiroshima at the end of World War II. So these are enormously destructive, have all kinds of consequences for U.S. allies, countries nearby, in terms of the fallout hazard, in which way they knew it was a danger, the fallout hazard. But they said, but our priority is air power, so whatever, what come what may, we have to get those targets, whatever the consequences.
And the consequences obviously would be that some of these things were near cities, some of them were in areas that were important agricultural areas. I mean, they were just wreaking havoc.
East Berlin would be heavily targeted, so what that would mean for West Berlin, they don't talk about the implications of the targets that they lay out.
Does this plan, I mean, this sounds like something awful out of a movie. Is this scarier than you thought it would be?
When they start, you know, laying out the installations that were attacked in each city, international norms, even at that time, international norms sort of prohibited targeting people as such. So it raised a lot of questions. But that kind of targeting, the population targeting that you see in this document, I don't see it in later similar related information on war planning. And they always assumed heavy, massive population losses just by using nuclear weapons, but the idea of actually targeting people seems to have gone by the wayside.
So would you imagine that looking at this list and looking at the implications of this list might actually have caused the policy to veer a little bit away from this level of destruction?
It's an interesting question. I mean, it's possible. We're trying to find more about this report and see if any documents about its preparation or the reactions to it are available. But so far, no luck, but I'll be looking into it.
William Burr of the National Security Archive, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.